We are listener-supported radio, the brand new 88.5 FM for all of Southern California. Like I say, live music is always inspirational, especially when it's right here in studio. Matthew Logan Vasquez is here. Cameron Neal is here from the band Horse Thief. Who did you bring with yourselves today?
We brought my drummer, Jed Johnson.
I'm my own man.
He's our drummer on this tour.
And who are we missing today in studio?
We're missing Kelsey Wilson of Wild Child.
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys came up with an interesting concept. I've been following you on social media the past few weeks. It looks like you're having a fantastic time. It's the glorified road trip. Now, who came up with this concept?
It was a concept Kelsey kind of brought to the table, and she brought it to me, and then we asked Matt if he wanted to do it, and then we kind of booked it, and then now we're doing it. Yeah, I mean, the idea was for, Kelsey hasn't really played a lot of solo stuff, and I played a lot of stuff with Horse Thief, but I haven't done solo as well, so it's kind of a good way for us to kind of do it together. Mm-hmm. And then when we started rehearsing, we just started playing the songs like they were a full band, so it's almost like a band now.
It feels like a band.
That's really great.
Yeah, it's cool.
You do have some shows in Southern California. We'll talk about it. We'll catch up on everything. But can we get a song out of you guys?
Absolutely.
So what is this song now?
It's a song I wrote this summer, actually. Wrote it right here in Los Angeles.
No.
I did.
Wow.
Up in the Calabasas Hills.
Very nice.
It's called Set Me Free. I'm supposed to hate you, think I'm gonna love you instead. I know it's bound to set me free. Gave you a ticket out of those shackles and chains. But I know I can't set you free. Don't you feel guilty? Don't you go cry no tears for me. You know you taught me to be free. On top of that mountain, you can see the light that we made. My God, it's good to be so free. Yeah, I said I don't got time, babe. Go shine your light down on me. Yeah, I said I don't got time, babe. Go shine your light down on me. 'Cause it takes time to find that light, but it sets you free. Yeah, learn to love each other. Learn to be forgiving of those in pain. You know I wanna be so free. Yeah, we could help each other. We could use the light that we made. I know my God will set us free. I know my God will set us free. Yeah, I said I don't got time, babe. Go shine your light down on me. Yeah, I said I don't got time, babe. Go shine your light down on me. And I said, I say give me peace. 'Cause it takes time to find that light, but it sets you free. Yeah, it takes time to find that light, but it sets you free. Yeah, it takes time to find that light, but it sets you free.
takes time to find that line that it sets you free. Yeah, it takes time to find that line, but it sets you free.
That's great. Listener-supported radio, 88.5 FM. We encourage people to sign up to be a member of the radio station if they haven't done that quite yet, because our whole mission is to support the community of artists. Matthew Logan Vasquez is here. We have Cameron from Horse Thief, and I guess Kelsey from the band Wild Child is not here. But you are touring.
But she is on the road.
She's running around the Hollywood Hills somewhere.
Yeah. That's right. That sounds like something to do while you're in Southern California.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
You guys are playing a bunch of shows in California, including but not limited to the Bootleg and the Wayfarer down in Costa Mesa, which is really cool. Matthew, I feel like we're forever going to be indebted to you because earlier this year, don't shake your head. Earlier this year, you kind of co-headlined the stage at South by Southwest for us.
Yeah,
we had our very own stage at the convention center, and you were part of it, so thanks once again.
Ron Gallo played, too. Yeah. I love A.C. Newman.
Fantastic.
What a songwriter A.C. Newman is.
Yeah. So this glorified road trip is happening right now. You guys have been documenting it more or less. I've been seeing some videos pop up on social media. What did you guys do for Thanksgiving? Because that was just recent.
We all kind of, I mean, I was celebrating it in Oklahoma City with my family.
Yeah, that was, we left the day after. I had a fun Thanksgiving, actually. I spent mine with Israel Nash and his family. Combined our clans and had a hayride.
Yeah, I saw that video online. That's awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of videos, you know, we've got our audio guys here in studio, Tristan and Matt, and they're all about analog. They're all about going old school. If we could just roll literal tape on some of these sessions, we would definitely do that.
So awesome.
You guys are going old school in a different way, kind of documenting this tour. What is that right there that you brought?
It's an actual VHS camera from the 80s.
That's amazing. You know, and you found that in your closet or
something? Yeah, I used to make little videos when I was a little kid, and I grew up and I found it in the closet, and I was like, you know what, maybe I should still make some movies every now and then. So that's what we're doing.
Can't wait to see what you guys come up with that VHS recorder.
I'm sure there'll be tons of stuff that we can't show the rest of the world.
It's a lot of fireworks.
Well, you guys, all three of you here in studio, sing brilliantly together. That was a great version of that particular song.
Oh, shucks.
You guys ever think about recording some original music all together?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's probably going to happen real soon.
I think that would be great. Although you said that you're traveling abroad and you may very well relocate to another continent.
Yeah, so I left Long Beach and then moved to New York for 3 years and then have spent 3 years back home in Austin where I grew up, and now moving to Norway in the new year. But not before I record a new MLV record. And
cool.
So that'll be fun. And
The last solo record, I guess you got two solo records available right now. We have played the song Same on the air a bunch.
Oh, right on.
And we really love the song Fatherhood as well.
Oh, thank you.
Right? And we got to play some of that Horse Thief stuff as well. And Wild Child, even though Kelsey is not here today.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, play that that single, man.
Right? Matt's here, so play the one he produced.
That's right. Matthew Logan Vasquez and Cameron from Horse Thief in studio. Can we get another song out of you guys?
Yeah, we're going to play one off of my new record. This one's called Red Fish. It's about fishing and tequila, which I don't get to have right now because I'm on antibiotics. Red fisher off the coast, I was on the beach. But throughout my line to see where fishes came to me, where nothing came. I picked a fight with an off-duty cop, yeah, he told me how it was. Too many Mexican martinis that got into my blood. They hit when they swing. And I saw two. They hit when they swing. On the curb they made me sit.
Yep.
Zip ties around my wrist.
Yep.
Thinking to myself that it might be funny to put it on black, but all of my money it is red. I took the chips at the table. Could I make it to the exit? I might be able. Security had the upper hand. And I saw two. They hit when they swing. And I saw two. They hit when they swing. Red Fisher off the coast. Red Fisher off the coast. Gotta get out of this mosquito pit. I'm gonna let my lawyer handle it. Hey, Dave! I picked a fight with an off-duty cop. Yeah, he told me I was. Too many Mexican martinis have gotten to my blood. They hit when they swing. And I saw two. They hit when they swing. And I saw two. They hit when they swing.
That's cool. Listener-supported radio. This is 88.5 FM. We got live music in studio here. Matthew Logan Vasquez, Cameron Neal from the band Horse Thief as well. We do know your website, MatthewLoganVasquez.com. If people want to check out the Horse Thief stuff online.
HorseThiefOKC.com.
Cool. I thought it was HorseThiefNudes.us.
That's also what it is.
Yeah,
there are two websites.
Yes.
Depending on what kind of variety you're into. Yeah,
fan.
Super fan website.
That's my fan site. It's mostly nude pics I take. From like the first iPhone.
Yeah.
Weird question segueing out of that. How are you guys occupying your time on the road? Like, what are you listening to while you're driving around? And
we were listening to this really interesting podcast, actually, about psilocybin and
mushrooms.
And what was the other one? Lion's mane mushroom.
Lion's mane mushroom.
It was very coast to coast.
It was the Joe Rogan interview.
That's what it is.
Something or other.
Yeah.
He loves mushrooms, but it's not a party drug. It's medicine.
Mm. Yeah, they're talking about microdosing. Yeah.
I've heard that one
onto
before.
Onto the talk of microdosing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like it's helping a lot of people out there.
So you guys aren't necessarily checking out some records on the road or streaming albums?
Yeah, listening to music?
Listening to music.
What
I mean,
is that?
Just been listening. We've been mainly just been listening to my latest record.
Is that right?
Yeah, just over and over again. It's just like, hey, wait for this one thing. Check this thing I did out.
One more time.
Yeah, one more time. Actually, Langhorne Slim's new record's really great. And also David Ramirez's latest record.
True. Very true.
Are both really fantastic, great feats.
Well, you guys are really cool, personable people, really good talkers on the air. We appreciate that very much. And next time you come through, consider this a tour stop. Come visit us once again.
Every time.
Whether it's just some solo work or the Horse Thief stuff, we're definitely here for you guys. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with this glorified road trip quite yet?
It's a whole lot of fun. You should really come and get to hear a lot of flavors of new music, and also just in general, if you don't come, just be nice to people, because that's a good way to be.
And this is more or less a stripped down version of what you guys are going to do, like at the Bootleg and the Wayfarer and stuff.
Yeah, I think
it's a
little bit different of a show than what most people are expecting for a songwriter's circle kind of thing. So come check it out for yourself.
It's a great concept. Take care of that VCR, VHS recorder while you guys are traveling around. And again, thank you so much for being here, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.